We'll start out with a couple of reels, maybe three, depending on how the pipes are going. Let us know. Can you hear everything? Play to the zone. Is it all right? We won't know because there are no monitors up here, so. Okay. Here we go. Hopefully, shut up. I have to kick them, actually. The name of those two tunes, the first one is called Speed the Plow, and the second one, I can't remember the name.
Mary Blacksmith.
The Mary Blacksmith. Irish tunes have great names. I was looking through a book the other day, and there's one called The Little Pig Lamenting the Loss of His Trough. Very philosophical, and I think it's being recorded by Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
This is a song that I first heard when I was in Ireland. It's a kind of a funny story. I always tell it. Michael always thought it was a joke, and it's not really a joke. It's a true story. I heard the song while walking down the street in Cork from a street singer, and this guy was, when I came around the corner, I saw this street singer, and he was the granddaddy of all street singers. This guy had a, matter of fact, I saw him on television a few times after that, but he was pulling a kind of a, it looked like an old donkey cart, and in the cart he had six or seven automobile batteries and a big power amplifier, some kind of Fender or something like that, and he was playing a 12-string guitar, and screwed into the front of it was one of these goosenecks like that, and it came way around, a big microphone, and he had a kind of a parachute harness on, and he was hauling all of this stuff, and he had a harmonica rack, and it had kazoos and whistles. And he was playing a song, but of course he wasn't playing it like I was playing. And I said, that's an interesting song, and I looked it up later on. And you won't believe that I learned this song now. Anyway. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, gossiping voices coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got love on me, I can understand. Well, I've been me, not like an old. Watch pretty people going up in smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you need me, honey, may I'll be here. The way you walk and your fingertips, like the way that you move your hips, I like the cool way you look at me. But everything about you brings me misery. Bike. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I like the way that you love me cool and slow. You're gonna take you with me, honey, when I go. Now life is sad, life is a bust. Do what you do what you must. Do what you must do, and you do it well. I'm gonna do it for you, honey, now can't you tell? It's a buckets of rain, buckets of tears. Got them buckets flowing out of my ears. That bucket's the moonbeams in my hand. You got love, baby, I can understand. Last time now. Thank you. This is a tune written by a blind itinerant harper in the 16th century by the name of Turlough O'Carolan. And he traveled all through Ireland, Scotland, England, and supposedly through Europe, playing the Celtic harp. And he wrote something like, I think it's 213 tunes that are in a manuscript called The Life and Times of Turlough O'Carolan. So as I was saying, they're harp tunes. And this is one of the ones that he's kind of known for. And supposedly, now whether this is true or not, he was traveling somewhere in Italy and he came across a minor composer named Geminiani. And unlike musicians today, back then, if you met another musician, you squared off and you had a contest. And I don't know what happened to the loser, but anyway, he met this guy and supposedly Geminiani played this piece, and the guy says, well, what is that? And he said, well, it's a concerto. And Carolan said, oh, I can do one of those. And he sat down and extemporaneously composed this piece on the spot. You know, whether that's true, I don't know, but I'd like to hope it is. It's called, in the manuscripts, it's called Fanny Power, or Carolan's Concerto. Ready? Too far in my set without telling you a joke. I'm not too noted for my humor. I'm more noted for my good taste in songs and literature. But it's not every day you run across a Zen existentialist joke. And this is a Zen existentialist joke. And it seems that there was a traveling salesman traveling around, and he went up and knocked on this farmer's door, and the farmer says, farmer's wife comes to the door, and he says, I'm selling insurance. And she said, well, you'll have to see my husband. He's around in the back. So she goes, the insurance salesman goes around in the back, and when he gets there, he sees this farmer with a 250-pound pig struggling with it, holding it up like that to a tree, and the pig is gorging itself on apples, you see. And the guy's never seen anything like this in his life, so he stands there and takes it in. It's a real experience for him because he's from California, you see. So finally, the farmer struggles with his pig, and he can't hold it any longer, and he finally drops it, and the pig falls on the ground and grunts around and starts eating more apples. And the salesman says, you know, he says, that's one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my whole life. I've been around for years. I've been traveling from door to door, and I've never seen anything that incredible. What a phenomenal waste of time. And the farmer says, time? What's time to a pig? There's another part of that joke I'll tell you later on. This is a tune that I learned off of one of my old albums before I started play again, so you have to have this, you have to have a source of material from somewhere. This is a truly ancient source. Another city, another town, another friend to say goodbye, another girl to sit and cry, and it's many a mile I've spent on this road, it's many a mile I have gone. There was one who knew me best. You know she gave my poor heart rest. She was my world, my heart, my dear. Now she's gone to God knows where. It's many a mile it's been on this road, it's many a mile I have gone. Well, I've seen your towns, they're all the same. The only difference is in a name, and the only home I ever knowed was a suitcase and the open road, and it's many a mile I spent on this road, it's many a mile I have gone. Glasses up to the brim, and through my glass my world looks dim, but I know outside there's light somewhere. Maybe my rambling will get me there, and it's many a mile
life's been on this road. It's many a mile I've gone. Yes, it's many a mile I've been on this road, and it's many
sound, Jim. C sharp. Oh.
You're in C sharp.
Oh, I. What am I supposed to be in?
C.
Oh, C.
It's
close. close enough for traditional music, anyway. You know what you get when you throw a piano shaft. A piano down a mine shaft. A flat minor. It's great. This is a little tune that I wrote for a few years ago when I was in New York. Wonderful spot, wonderful spot. She had a heart as big as gold. And Willie was a junkie, so the story's told. Yes, Hannah loved Willie. He was a man. She gave him everything that a woman can. But you see, Willie was a loser. He lived from hand to hand. Willie was a loser. That's the chorus. Closest I'll ever get to a sing-along. Now Hannah got word Willie was on the town. She's gonna shoot somebody before the sun goes down. Now she went over to New Jersey, wonderful place. Bought her a 38. Was running up and down the streets looking for her mate. But Willie was a loser. For him it was too late. Willie was a loser. Isn't that thrilling? Hannah shot Willie. She shot him 3-4 times. And she got her face on the cover of the Sunday Times. Now the judge said, Hannah, we can't let this slide. You shot your man, you're gonna be justified. We're gonna stick you in jail for as long as you're alive. Even though he was a loser. Now some may call it justice, others may call it fate. Now some was born too early, then others was born too late. Sad tale. His fighting is fighting, funny is fun. She shot a man for the things he done. But you see, if you're gonna love somebody, you can't do it with a gun. Even though he is a loser, yeah. He's a loser. Yes, I said he's a loser.
see from that tune, sir.
We're going to play a couple of tunes on the guitar. These are called mazurkas. The first one is called Sonny's Mazurka or Sonny Brogan's, and they're dance tunes from Poland. And the first one is called Sonny's Mazurka because there was an accordion player back in the 50s named Sonny Brogan who went to Warsaw. There was a folk festival there. And he picked up these mazurkas, brought them back to Ireland, and then the Irish really liked them, and they started playing them. And, of course, there's a bunch of them floating around over there now, so... The melody I know is Tchaikovsky. That's the closest I can get. Darkness, you old John of dreams. cares are many miles away. This is I used to have a guitar player named David Bromberg, who, I don't know where he went. That's right. This is a little tune I wrote for David once. Some of you are sad. Gonna tell you about the good times that I had. Well, lucky me, I never had a friend. Yes, lucky me, yes, a friend is all you need. Set upon one you depend. Well, a friend in need is the only kinds I find. Let's see if I can play this now. I had women's on my mind. This morning I had women on my mind. Well, yesterday was money. Say tomorrow will be wine. essential things is always on my mind. Now some gangs beat you with a rubber hose. Yeah, some gangs beat you with a rubber hose. I said some gangs will beat you, yes, with a rubber hose. But our gang beat you with a Bromberg's nose. So you see me and I seem dissatisfied. Yeah, you see me and I seem dissatisfied. Well, I never had a place to go, never had a place to hide. I'm too busy living everyone else's life. Last time now. Come on now, somewhere.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.